sorry, my bad. I was stuck in my phone.
I feel like there's...
I was stuck in my algorithm.
You were stuck in your algorithm?
Yeah, it's been changing lately.
Your
Yeah.
Whoa, I cannot say your algorithm.
Yeah, it's been interesting lately.
What is it now?
Well, now it's a bunch... Well, it's always been a bunch of, like, bikers doing crazy shit on the street.
That is... Yoni has a very, I would assume, to be typical guy algorithm.
Don't say that. I don't like that.
Besides... Actually, no, wait.
I don't have no gym shit. I don't have no, like
booty.
Yeah, like, you grab your boyfriend's phone right now and go to his explore page.
I feel like there's certain kinds of guy content that guys will have.
My bad. I'm not trying to put any of y'all in trouble because this is, like, serious, too. Like, if you grab any guy's phone and you go to the explore page, you're going to see what they're into.
It's so funny.
What do you spend your time looking at on your phone?
The explore page of every person is so...
That shit will expose your ass.
You know, because I feel like as a guy, okay, I think as a guy you can have either like...
You know, some guys hide their explore page. Like, the reason why they don't want to give you...
How do you hide it?
Huh?
How do you hide it?
No, it's like...
Imagine you could lock it.
No, like, they don't hide it.
You can only access it with like a password.
They don't hide the explore page on Instagram, but like...
They'll never be on it.
If someone would be like, hey, can I type in my Instagram or like, can I search something?
Mm-hmm.
To go to the search page, you got to go to the explore page on Instagram. Mm. So... And they never want to hand off their phone because it's like, you're going to see what the explore page gives you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's why like people always just, oh no, I can just type it in myself. What is it again?
Oh, funny. I didn't even thought about
you
that.
You could grab my phone right now, see my explore page. You might see like one thing.
When it comes...
No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, when it comes to like putting their username into your search bar on Instagram, mm-hmm. it's like they can also see who you just searched up earlier.
Okay. What's the problem with that?
No, and it's like, imagine you see like Drake. I mean, not that it's like a big deal, but I don't know.
First of all, it's
someone that like you recognize.
First of all, it's not Drake. It's Champagne Poppy.
Okay, I guess, yeah.
That's by the way, I just want to say, this is like the dopest IG handle.
It's pretty legendary.
Ever. Yeah.
Does anyone have the... Someone probably
but
has
everyone
the name
has like Drake. Champagne, whatever their name is, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Should I change my name to Champagne Yoni?
That would be funny. It's probably already taken. Who knows?
Oh my
I'd be surprised.
God.
But I was going to... Okay, so let's do this guessing game. I'm going to guess what I believe are some things on your explore page.
Why is this making me nervous?
And then you guess, and then you tell me if I'm right or not.
Okay. Should I look at my explore page right now?
I guess you should look at your phone, right? Okay, you look at your phone.
I'm grabbing my phone right now. And so wait, you're about
to get up to get mine later.
You're about to tell me what's on my explore page?
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, so this is the messed up thing. If somebody sends me a reel that's like about something
that's not
supposed to be, like, my explore page will change. And it's not even my fault. So if you ever see some like weird shit, it's because my friends probably send me something and I opened up and I opened the reel and
okay,
I looked at it.
Wait, what would be more fun?
What?
Me trying to guess what's on your explore page or me just looking at it and telling people what is on the explore page?
Okay.
I wish people could like live vote.
I mean, I don't know. You want to grab it and look at it?
I don't know. What would be more fun? Okay. I'll try to guess.
We can look together, right?
I'll try to guess. Don't show me. Do you have... Okay, you didn't mention like the motorbike, like bike. Do you have any... I feel like you don't have any bike content right now. Like Yoni would have like people riding bikes, like mountain bikes, on like some crazy trails.
Mm-hmm. I do have that, but not at the moment for some reason.
Okay, so you don't have that now.
No.
Do you have a lot of basketball stuff right now?
I have basketball, but not a lot.
I guess the NBA playoffs like are already done.
I do always have basketball.
I assume you have some type of like...
There's like a random girl here eating yogurt. I don't know who she is.
What about like memes? Do you have a lot of memes?
Memes?
Yeah.
No, I don't have memes.
No, like... Funny videos. Yoni also loves funny content. Like, he'll watch this guy who always goes in the grocery store. I feel like he's always on your explore page.
Who always goes to a grocery store and does what?
And he's like, leg hurts. And then, like,
His name is Calvin. Like, he goes into a grocery store and he would stand next to someone who's shopping and their cart is like right there. But then I feel like he always targets people who have like grapes.
Specifically.
Yeah. So then he would stand right there and then be like, ow, my leg just cramped up. Can I get a grape? And then like
something about like blood sugar, you know?
Yeah, yeah, like my blood levels are low.
Yeah, because when you have diabetes, like if it's bad, sometimes it's like your leg hurts, some I don't know.
Yeah, so whatever, right? So he just grabs a grape. No. He can't even grab it because he's in so much pain. So he's asking like, yo, can you please give me a grape? Yeah. And then she feeds him the grape.
It's always like an older lady. So then he's like,
can I get another one? And it's always the ladies that he targets, right? He always like women who are like a little bit older, right?
Yeah.
So then she's like, are you okay, honey? He's like, yeah, I think I'm all right now. Can I get another grape? And then she's feeding him like all her grapes. And then at the end, he's like, yeah, I think I'm good now. And then he was like, can I just get a few more grapes? And then he takes it and just walks away. The whole time she's being recorded, but she doesn't know.
Yeah.
She's not being recorded by him. There's someone else recording.
That's probably just like standing on the aisle, like it's with another cart and the cart has the camera. But it's like, it's so good. You guys have definitely, I mean, I don't know, maybe
his name is
not.
Calvin something on Instagram. It's so funny. But
it's always like in the grocery store.
Right. So, but then sometimes people recognize
Okay, let me see what else. Because I'm like, I'm done guessing. Let me just look. Okay. Yoni's Explore page. Okay, we have someone. Is this a guy or a girl? Someone is like, let me turn the volume down. They're like doing some type of like hairstyle.
But don't open, don't click on anything because yeah. I don't want that to feed.
You have a guy doing pull-ups off of a New York City stop sign, okay, stoplight.
Cool. I'm trying to get in my calisthenic shit. All right, cool.
Okay. I see you. We have some Pharrell Williams. We have some soccer.
There's always soccer. You're always going to find some good.
Okay, Kendall Jenner. Cool.
That's not true.
Yeah, she's right here. A little Kendall Jenner video, but it's not the type of video you would even watch.
Yeah, like this is like
it's
a
like
random
a get ready
skincare.
With me.
Yeah, like...
let's see, more basketball. It's like you have one of those videos that's like a slow motion, like
let me see.
How can you destroy this ball or something?
Oh yeah. It's
like
random.
Those experiments. Yeah, pretty tame.
Here, let me see real quick.
Very random things though. Like you have some AI stuff. Tyler the Creator.
Oh, Tyler the Creator just dropped a new album, by the way. Don't Tap the Glass. I think we should talk about that a little bit later.
I haven't listened to it, so I feel like we should hold up. But
let me grab your phone real quick.
Okay, yeah, grab my phone. But yeah, pretty standard stuff. A bunch of like people running on a treadmill, DJ Khaled eating like an orange or something.
Yeah, okay, so just random.
Very random, but like it makes sense. Okay, wait, do you want to guess? Do you want to guess?
Yeah, I think the Explore page today looks a little bit different than usual. I have something. There's a lot of workout stuff here. A lot of workout stuff. A lot of people diving, doing some crazy jumps.
Okay. Let's move on to mine because I feel like mine is actually so easy. Can you guess what you think? I'm going to do a quick flip. Actually, no, I won't do it.
Don't do it because I already know.
How do you know?
I know where you're...
Okay, tell me. What's on my Explore page?
Food stuff. Food and home decor.
Fuck.
Food, home decor, like aesthetic, living room, Pinterest, like trying to find like the cool living room vibes.
Okay.
Okay, you got that. You definitely have some fashion girlies that you like.
Mm-hmm.
And then... You have some running, not a lot. Actually, no. The running era is
kind
of...
Yeah, I don't have any running.
Yeah, you don't have any running stuff right now. But...
I mean, you're right. I have like, I would say 80% is food content.
Yeah, 80% is food content.
And I don't have much. I have like a little bit of interior stuff. Okay. I recently got into like some painting because I really want to that's something that I meant to do today and I forgot. I wanted to go to the art store and get our big canvas. Or maybe we can start off with like a smaller one.
To do like a trial? We got to figure out what type of paint we want.
We're definitely doing acrylic.
Like, do we want to use acrylic?
There's acrylic paint and then there's oil paint. Oil paint... I actually looked it up the other day, is like not really good for, the reason why it's good and that people use it is because it dries quite slowly. So you can like, you have a longer amount of time, a bigger window to like change your mind mm-hmm. with like decisions you make versus acrylic dries quite quickly. But that can also be good. But oil paint is like it like emanates these like fumes and like things that you shouldn't really like. I don't know. It's more for like advanced people, okay. I think. So acrylics in general are easier. So I think we should put together like a mood board and color scheme and then see what we can come up with. But I actually have a lot of like painting, like artists on my Explore page right now. But it's that okay. and food.
Okay. I want to talk about Instagram a little bit more.
You want to talk about
Instagram? Yeah. I feel like that's okay. going to be like a good episode for today because I feel like, okay, so this is like by the way, welcome to the What's the Juice right. podcast, all right? My name is Yoni Kodo.
And my name is Alia Zaitza, if you forgot what you clicked on at this point.
Yeah, today we're just hanging out. We have a friend coming over later.
Yeah, my friend from Seattle is coming and staying with us for like 2 days
mm-hmm.
So yeah, we've just been like, you know, kind of getting the house all nice and situated, and Yoni and I haven't really talked for the last, it's funny, we usually do this thing where like if we are to clean the house or something, we'll go back to Instagram, don't worry,
yeah.
But if we are to clean the house or something, like we'll both get in these moods where Yoni will like put on his headphones. I actually kind of like cleaning without listening to something. Sometimes it's nice because you get to think about just so many other things. Like you're having full-on conversations with yourself in okay. your mind. I cannot even tell you what I was thinking about. I just know that I was processing some shit.
I mean, I can just look at you and know that you're processing a lot.
But meanwhile, I'm like vacuuming or like wiping down, you know, the counter or
something. I wasn't talking to you either. I had my headphones on. I was listening to a podcast and it feels so good to just not talk and also not hear anything.
Damn.
Okay, but back to Instagram. Okay, so... If you're in a relationship and you ask your boyfriend or your girlfriend to, you know, you ask them for their phone, like, hey, babe, can I see your phone real quick?
Yeah.
Do you think that most people would feel like, oh, shit?
I have no idea.
Like, I hope she doesn't go there. I hope she doesn't go to Instagram Explore page. Because honestly, it's nothing. It's probably there's no text that anybody's like hiding or whatever. First of all, you shouldn't be hiding anything, but it's the Explore page that honestly, it's not even.
Shows the true colors.
Okay, but it shows the true. I mean, it just shows your interests. And if you're a guy, I wonder
if
what
your
the
entire Explore page is like girls in bikinis and like booty.
Okay, what
like
about
all
it?
That?
What if mine was like that?
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
But what if mine was like that? What would you say? Let's say you grab my phone
one day.
Well,
I would just be like, damn, babe. Like, that's what you're looking at all the time? That's what I would say. And then I would see what you would answer. And then we would kind of talk about it.
And talk about it.
But that's never been the case.
No, that's never been the case. Because
actually, I would know. Because not that I would go on your phone all the time. But, like, you always... I don't know. It's just we
have each other's passwords.
We have, like
my
free
phone.
Access to each other's phones.
Yeah, my phone is, like, right there, right? So, now, for the people who... are dealing with that, right? Let's say someone's listening to this and like I just want to use the boyfriend because for some reason I just feel like it's always the boyfriend
yeah,
that
I mean,
has
yeah
the...
no girl's gonna have hella like content of like sexy men.
I mean, maybe
we got other shit
you don't think
at.
So right
yeah.
Well, you know, also actually I'm not even gonna say that
because
what I was gonna say, there's more like the OnlyFans type of girls who make more content like
oh,
that
yeah,
because
yeah,
they make
yeah,
money
yeah.
So it's like I'm not saying men don't make money off of that. I'm sure they do, but I feel like there's just more.
Yeah, it kind of goes like both ways. Like there's more demand and there's more product, you know, if you want to say.
No, okay. And I'm not even saying there's anything wrong with it, okay? But I'm just saying I wonder what happens in a relationship when the guy got quote unquote caught by his girl.
Yeah.
And basically just discovered that, wow, your Explore page is basically all of these girls. That's it. That's all you...
I mean, to
that's
be honest,
your algorithm.
Though, okay.
Is that
let's
actually
not take
a problem?
It to that extreme, though. Let's say, like, we're looking at your phone. You're showing me something. You're showing me a video.
Okay. But the moment you swipe, like,
wait.
If I'm showing you a reel and my algorithm is, like, something completely else that you wouldn't like...
Well, I was going to say, like, let's say you are on your Explore page. You show me a video and then you, like, swipe back to the Explore page and we're both, like, looking at your phone at the same time. You
okay.
know, we're just, like, laying in bed or whatever. You show me a video And then we just kind of keep looking at your phone. And then we go on the explore page and you're just kind of scrolling. And then it's like everything is kind of how it is now. But then there's like one
how
video.
It is now. What do you mean?
How it is now, like on your algorithm. As we just said, you have like all those types of videos, like random shit.
Okay.
And let's say one pops up that is like a girl that is like, you know, twerking.
Okay.
With like just like underwear on or whatever.
Okay.
And I'll just be like, damn, bitch. How did this get on? How did this get on here? You know, it would be kind of like a joke.
Okay.
Though. But that's like it's like innocent, and I wouldn't be like feeling any type of way. Now, if
but wait a second,
if before, everything is
before
that.
You get to that, I want to say if that ever pops up, most likely it's because of somebody, one of my homies, send me something.
Yo, men do that shit.
Well, the friend group that I'm in, no, but that could happen. I got some.
You have a lot of friends.
I got friends who just send whatever. You know what I mean?
It's so crazy. I can imagine, like, especially because I wouldn't do
the moment you open it, it messes up your algorithm.
But I was going to say, like, I would only send, like, a video
of a sexy guy.
It doesn't even work the same way. Like, women are just too beautiful. You can't even compete with them, you know?
You can't.
Like, I'm sorry. No hot guy is going to be as hot as a hot girl. Like,
period. That's it.
And I'm saying that. And I'm a girl, okay? So don't even.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right? Because it's like the womanly body is made by God, you know, it's God, it's godly.
No, it's beautiful. Okay,
but
so
I'm saying
I agree
that
with
to
that.
Say that, like, if I was a single gal,
wait,
but
you're gonna say if everything was, remember?
One second.
Okay.
Before we get there. If I was a single girl and I was to see a like really sexy video, let's say, of like a guy.
Okay.
Maybe it's like an actor. Let's use Jacob Elordi, okay? That's like a quintessential, I think everybody can agree. He's like a handsome guy.
Oh, you don't like Michael B. Jordan no more?
Eh, he's fine. He's just like too much, you know?
Okay.
I mean, he's cool.
I think it's after that The Sinners that you disliked him a little bit.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Because when Creed came out, you were like, oh, yeah.
Nah, I mean, that was always like a running joke between us.
When
you know?
Creed
it's like
came
you
out,
had,
guys.
You had Kendall Jenner and I had, you know.
You keep mentioning Kendall Jenner. I don't even know why you keep doing that.
Because.
No, that's not true. She's not.
Who's your celebrity crush?
I don't know. Alia Zaitza.
Stop. No, actually, who is your celebrity crush?
Crush right now.
I don't have a celebrity crush. I don't pay attention to celebrities like that.
My celebrity crush used to be Paula Patton.
Oh, I mean, like a long time ago, yeah.
Paula Patton.
Like,
yeah.
Where's she at?
I haven't Googled her or I don't follow her on Instagram, but if she still looks good, then she's still my crush.
She's still mine.
No, she's still my crush.
Okay, but let's say I'm a single girl. I send my friend who's also single a video of a guy that I think is hot. And I'm like, oh my God, so hot. Let's say, right? Or some shit. I don't know. But it's clearly like that video is.
Do girls do that?
No,
send each
that's
other
what I'm
videos
saying.
And be like, oh my
girls
God, it's so
don't
hot.
Don't do that.
How do you know? Just because you don't.
I've never thought to do that in my life. Okay, I haven't been single in a long time. Because that's another thing that I was going to say is I, as a married, in a relationship woman, would not send another friend who is also married and in a relationship a video of a guy who I think is so hot and sent it and said, look at this guy, he's so hot. That's like weird and like low-key disrespectful.
If you're out there listening to this and you are married, don't do that.
Don't you think?
I think that if you did that,
it's different to like look on the street. Like
I've
I'm like,
never
oh,
done
that guy's hot.
Well, see, or since something. I've been married, even before I was married, like I'm not sending that to someone else and be like, oh, bro, look, she's so bad. Like, what is that? Like, if anything, I send my friends like basketball clips, soccer clips, memes, but like sending each other like,
it just girls I feel like as a married pages, as a married man, I feel like it looks, it's like weird on you.
It's weird on you, but even if you're not,
no, married, if you're a single guy, it's different.
Okay, you're sending that to your friend to do what?
I mean, I don't know, but all I'm saying is, I'm just saying, like, I've had this qualm with, I don't know if that's the right way to use it.
You had the what?
Qualm.
What is that?
It's a qualm. It's like a dilemma.
Just say dilemma, please.
Qualm. I don't know. But it's like kind of like issue with something. Anyways, when women that are in long-term serious relationships, like, there's one thing to have girl talk to me the way that I did at the retreat, where we were talking about like different boys, like stuff like that. And all of the single girls were talking about all these different type of like situationships, stories of when they hooked up with this guy and then they met this guy. Like, those types of things are cool, but that's like single girl behavior. And I feel like the other way too, if it was a group of guys and there's like single guys or guys that aren't really like in a relationship, they're free to tell whatever stories they want about a girl that they were with, a girl that maybe they were dating, and like, that's different.
Okay.
But I don't know why. I feel like once you are either in a long-term relationship that you've been in for, let's say, 3 years
or four years,
5 years, let's say you're actually even married too, I wouldn't be talking about men in like a specific, like, I wouldn't be saying, oh, like, I like men that are dancers.
Yeah,
I wouldn't describe men that also don't align with who my husband is at all. Because I feel like that's weird to say, like, what if I was like, oh, I'm really into like Italian men. Like,
but
that's weird to say when I'm married to you.
But what do you think about when some people say, I had this conversation with somebody. That person would show me a photo of a girl. And this person, let's say, has a girlfriend or a wife, right?
Okay.
And then he'll be like, well, damn, like, you know, this woman looks good.
That person who's in a relationship,
yeah, tells me that.
Show you a photo in person.
Yeah.
Okay. And who is this photo of? Just a random person?
This is a random person that he thinks looks attractive.
Okay.
And
it
looks nothing like his wife or girlfriend. So my head, the first thing I'm thinking is like, but...
But why is he doing that?
It's just just listen, right? So then I'm thinking, the first thing that came to my mind was like, she looks nothing like your partner, your wife, your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I mean, so? So are you into... He's like, yeah, that, but then he did have a good point. It's like, physically,
yeah,
you can be attracted to someone that's not who you're with. Because who you're with is not specifically because of the physical, it's because of who they are on the inside.
True.
So you can very much like
date
me.
I just feel like it's disrespectful.
You can date me, but then think that this other kind of guy, let's say it's like a white guy with like gel in his hair, backwards, tight white t-shirt, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can think that, you see what I'm saying? You can think that that person is attractive, but that has nothing to do with...
I think...
And I'm not agreeing with this behavior. I do think it's like, you're doing too much, but that's just the point that my friend was trying to make.
Yeah.
Was that just because I'm with this person doesn't mean that...
Imagine.
Doesn't mean that someone else was not of you
no,
know.
I'm not saying, of course, people are attracted to like a multitude of kinds and types of people.
Right.
You know, it's like you can be like, you can find different kinds of people attractive.
Right.
You can be attracted to this type of person.
But what we're saying is that just having a conversation
about
that
it.
While you're married is just like,
let's
bro.
Let's say what? You are hanging out with a bunch of your guy friends.
Okay.
You have been married to me. Everybody knows who you're with, that you're married to me, what I look like, what I sound like, how I am, etc., right? And let's say you guys are having a conversation about women for some reason, okay? And you, let's say you're hanging out with some people that are like in relationships, but there's also some guys that are like single.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, you guys are like talking about like women.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it would be so weird for you to say, yeah, man, like, I really love tall women.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be so just
yeah.
on the nose no, about exactly. the fact that it's like the opposite of me
yeah.
because I'm short.
Yeah.
Or even saying like blonde women to me are always so attractive. Like it would just, it makes Yo, no imagine? Sense.
No, I mean, it doesn't make sense. And I would never even say that because first of all, that's not even like true.
I mean, just giving an example.
I'm not saying that's not true, but I'm saying I don't have these conversations with my friends.
Imagine
though.
If I was hanging out with my friends and I was like, you know, I've always had this thing for like, really, I always found it like so attractive if like a guy can sing and he can like write me songs.
I can sing.
I knew you were going to say that.
I can sing.
Or like, I don't know, basically saying something that's so obviously like something you or the partner this person is with cannot do
but
or cannot
I,
be.
But I also think that it's okay for you to find something attractive that I don't
no,
do.
No, I'm talking about expressing that in a group setting in a way that is almost like disrespectful with the person you're married to.
So if I'm in a group setting and I say I love women who can sing and have a beautiful voice and I voice that does sound kind of weird, right?
I mean.
But like. Does it?
I don't know.
And also me saying I love women. I just say I appreciate that type of art.
Yeah, but that's you're just talking about whatever. We're talking about specifically what you find like hot. You know? It's like
yeah. No.
I would never, even if I was like maybe with one friend and she's single, she's telling me about this guy, and then she says like, oh, and he had like these tattoos, blah, 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 and whatever. Like I can get into it. I'll be like, oh, that's hot or like whatever, or, you know, I'll get into it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with expressing what you find attractive. That's not what I'm trying to say.
There's nothing wrong
all.
With that.
I just feel like if you're in a relationship and if you are especially married.
There's a line. There's a line right there. Yeah, don't like, cross the line.
Everyone in the room knows exactly what your partner is like in terms of like what they look like, what they this, what they that. Everyone is so who they are that then to say like that you find totally something very opposite of who your partner is super, super attractive and like.
That's like, all you can think about.
And like continue to like drag it out and like say different things like that. It's just weird to me.
If my friend does that, I'd be like, yo, chill, just relax, bro. This doesn't sound great right now.
Yeah, like it's weird. I don't know.
Well, so I just want to put it out there. I've never, like me and my friends, I don't have these conversations. First of all, I don't even talk about, like at this age, like I feel like I talked more about women when I was younger.
Yeah.
But now it's just like most of my friends are in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my friends are married or engaged. So it's like we talk about
other shit.
Other stuff. Yeah. It's like it's very like all the shit we just talked about is like high school shit.
No, it's just single shit.
Okay, I guess
what it is actually.
I guess so. I haven't been single in almost 7 years, so I don't even know really like what it's
and
like.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing
that's
wrong
what I'm
with
saying.
What?
Like I think like if you're single, talk that shit. Whatever you want to talk about, who's hot, who's not, what's your thing, what's your type. Like, I'm not saying there's anything wrong
who's
with that.
Who's hot, who's not. Do you have a problem? Do you have a problem with, let's say you were in a relationship, and I'm not speaking to you specifically. I'm speaking to you listening
general,
to this,
yeah.
right? If you're in a relationship right now, let's say you and your boyfriend, and someday you somehow find out that he's following a bunch of women from all over the world that he obviously doesn't know. Maybe some of those like IG models with like 300K and they have like, you know, like, would you, like, how would you feel about that? Like, would you address him? Would you have a problem with that? Or would you just think like, you know, this is just IG, like, it's not real. Like, I'm going to let him follow who he wants to follow, but I know that he loves me. Like, what's your approach?
It's so hard to say because, like, I'm lucky, you know? You've never really been like that from, like, what I know.
You don't know who I follow.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I could check. Funny, I could. It's actually really hard for me to even answer that because I've never been... We've been together for so long and that's never been an issue.
Now, let's say you grab my phone, you go to my Instagram, and then you see that I follow a bunch of IG models.
Like, I just know you don't, though.
But
and also, I think it's different because you, like, are also a photographer. And not to say that that's an excuse to, like, follow, like, girls that, you know, post very, like,
it's very different. It's very different posting, like, IG models and or actual models that I maybe worked with. Or maybe that models that I do want to work with in the future. That's very different.
And I feel like you do follow, like, a lot of those.
No, actually, not anymore. Not as much.
Oh, okay.
Anymore, yeah. Like, I used to. But then I was
just
like...
You've been going through a following cleanse, like...
Yeah, no, I used to just follow a bunch of models and
not just models, but I feel like you used to follow just a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I used to follow a lot. Yeah, yeah, I know. Okay. Now, I just want to flip this around real quick. On Instagram, okay. If I grab your phone, I know you don't follow anybody right now. You only follow me and the podcast, right? Mm-hmm. Now, but let's say you did follow, like, I don't know, 200, 300, 400, 500 people. And I'll grab your phone one day and I see that you're following a bunch of Michael B. Jordans, right? For the lack of better terms.
I just would never follow, like, people that I don't know.
I think I would have a problem with that.
That would be so weird.
I would be like, okay. Like, bro, I would literally ask you about, like, why are you following all these guys?
I don't know.
Who are they?
That would be so crazy.
Like, what are you fantasizing about?
No, but what are they is such a good question. And it should be the other way around, too. It's like, who are these women?
And why are,
and
you,
why are you
following
them?
Like, why? Are you, like, DMing them? Because clearly, you're not going to get a response back.
But I don't know. We're also, like, different in the sense that we use, like, Instagram and social media as, like, work for us.
To me, it's...
So, I don't even know what it's like to actually use Instagram as a regular person.
You do.
No.
You do.
I
because
don't, because
before...
if I was a regular person, I would not use Instagram.
Okay, first of all, you are a regular person.
You get what I mean. If it wasn't my job...
Oh, okay.
If Instagram wasn't my job, I probably would never post.
No, but I know that. When I met you, you never posted.
No, and I have to force myself, it's not something that just comes naturally to me.
One thing about Instagram is the moment it came out, it came out before I was a photographer. So I was playing basketball, but I have always been active on Instagram. One thing about me is that anything that comes out, I'm going to be on it. Okay, so I was on it from the very, very beginning.
Yeah.
I remember when the logo, the app used to look like a TV.
Oh, yeah.
I saw all the changes, right? You probably didn't even have Instagram when...
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did?
Of course. Okay, so... I was in middle school. I was in eighth grade.
So I've always been active on Instagram. And so even if it wasn't my job or I wasn't a photographer, I was always posting. I was always interesting, like, you know, what's going on, like what's the new update, whatever, yeah. Right? But when I met Alia, I think she had like maybe 600 or 700 followers, right, on Instagram. And at that time, I'm doing photography, you know, I'm following all these models, I'm shooting with models, I'm just working, right? And so then I'm just like, yo, babe, like, you gotta post some pictures. The last photo you posted was 3 months ago. You know when you follow somebody and then you see last photo and then you see, like, the year before?
Yeah, I ain't following that.
Yeah. So, we're gonna talk about that later, but... So Alia wasn't really posting. So then she started to, like, post because I think she saw how I was into Instagram.
Yeah.
That she was like, ooh, let me post this, like, mysterious...
It was, like, early
days. Wait. You were posting, like, these mysterious photos.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I would ask my sister, like, yo, take these photos of me. And I would ask her, like, to take them with the DSLR Sony.
Okay.
The Sony camera that I had.
After we met, you started to post.
Yeah. And I was, like, trying to do the, like a shoot. Like, make them, like, a shoot, you know? It's funny because if you scroll back in my Instagram, like, those photos are still there.
It's so funny.
And what's funny is, too, is that Yoni used to do this thing when he didn't shoot on film yet. So at the time, he had, like, all these apps that he would, like, edit.
I had a million apps to make any photo look like film.
Yeah. And then there was this app that you could, like, add, like, texture. Mm-hmm. And, like, little grain to the
photo.
And
then, like dust on the screen.
And that
too.
Was, like, a thing, right? And I remember asking him then, like, what app did you use, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Look at you trying to learn.
And then I started adding, like, grain to every freaking photo that I posted. And it was always like, I asked my sister, like, oh, come in my room. Like, let's take some photos.
Like, why would you ask that?
Oh, that's so cringe to think about.
And then she would take photos of you?
Yeah, she would take photos of me. And I would try so hard to, like, be, like, hot.
I wasn't
taking photos, like, hot photos.
Yeah, you never did that.
No, I just wanted to look attractive.
Right.
But like attractive with my clothes on, if that makes sense.
No, I get it. But then also, I feel like, so at the time, my IG name used to be Yoni Vision, right? So YoNIVSN, right? Because it's like Yoni and then Vision. You see the vision, right?
Yeah. Stop saying right. You said right like 6 times.
Oh, my bad. Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
And, Yoni Vision.
Right.
Bro.
And so I feel like your photos back then, the style used to kind of be like my style a little bit. Because like I would never post like my full face. It would always be like a silhouette. Like it would always be something mysterious.
Oh, no, I wasn't really trying to do that. I was just trying to like, oh, it's so cringe. Like
no, the photos used to be very dark. Like my photos, it was like dark, maybe with flash. But it's always like a dark theme. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Anyways, I'm glad I outgrew that. Okay.
Isn't it crazy?
No, I agree.
Like, you would never shoot photos like that now.
Never. I mean, now, like, I remember when I changed my name from Yoni Vision to at Yoni Ikoto. That was, like, the rebrand. That was, like, the crazy rebrand. Like, it's, like, 2020, right? And that's when I was like, okay, I'm going to do this, like, more seriously. And I want to, I don't know. It was a fun time. I love Instagram, honestly. Yeah. Like, I always say this. Like, people always talk shit about Instagram. But I think... And I remember saying this multiple times. I never want Instagram to go away because it's, you know, all the people who have bad relationships with Instagram, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you really think about it, it's who you follow. So if you keep seeing like things that make you feel insecure, if you keep seeing things that like make you jealous. Or like, oh, damn, like this couple went on a vacation. We ain't doing that. Or just shit that's like bad for you or your relationship. You keep comparing yourself to everybody else. That's a very normal thing.
I don't think when people say they have...
Wait a second. So I think if you just go through your following list, look at the people you follow. If they're living a crazy ass lifestyle, like why do you... If it doesn't bother you, then cool. If you get inspired by that, amazing. Follow more of that, all right? But if you're looking at that stuff and it doesn't make you feel good, it keeps you comparing yourself to whoever that is, then I would say just unfollow. And honestly, I feel like your experience on Instagram would be much better.
Now, coming from someone that has not followed anyone on Instagram in the last, I want to say, 3 years, okay? I do not think what you just said applies anymore. Because to what you just said, having a bad relationship with Instagram. Because I don't follow anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I still follow everyone. Because the Explore page has gotten so smart. In a way, annoyingly, because sometimes it shows me too much of some shit that I'm like, I don't want to see this. I clicked on this once and now everything is this thing. You know?
It's crazy. You can click on one thing one time.
Yeah. Or just even a couple of times, like I've reset. If you don't know this, you can actually reset your algorithm. Or no, not your algorithm. You can reset your suggested content mm-hmm. on Instagram. If you go to your settings and you scroll down to, I think it's a tab that says what you see. And then you click on it. And then it's like you can type in words of like things maybe you never want to see. Content about. It could be like
booty.
I don't know, like the color blue, some random shit like that.
Okay.
You know? And there's also an option where you can reset suggested content. And it's something that says like, oh, you can't undo it, whatever. Well, trust me, you want to do that shit. I've done that like almost 10 times at this point, honestly. I should do it now because I'm like, there's so much food content. Like, I don't only want to see food, you know? So you reset it and then your Explore page is going to be just kind of like random, whatever. So, and it's nice because then nothing on your Explore page really makes you want to click.
Do you know by heart how to get to that spot? Because I don't know. Okay, so where is it? For someone who's trying to do this right now, grab your phone.
You Yeah.
To all the fellas out there who got crazy explorer pages, okay, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Do this.
Or with to anyone who like doesn't want to be, because the reason why I do this is because when I can find myself being on my phone way too much, even if I don't follow anyone, my explore page is made for me. So it's going to show me whatever I've been looking into for the last couple of days and even like today. So it just like, because I don't follow anyone, I just go to the explore page.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever I see is like whatever I've been looking into. So then easily I can click on this video, then I can click on that. Then, oh, what else, you know?
Okay, so you go to settings.
So I'm using it anyways.
Right.
Even if I don't follow anyone, I'm still going to use my phone and it's still going to give me content that I am looking for. Therefore, I'm addicted to, like, I will continue to be on my phone no matter if you follow someone or not.
Right.
So that's why you go to your profile. So you're looking at your profile page right now.
Okay.
Your grid. You see your posts, your followers, your following,
mm-hmm.
all that stuff.
I'm doing that right now.
So you
now,
go
as
to
speak.
The you go to the three lines at the top.
Okay.
Which is your settings and activity. And then you scroll down to, let me see, content preferences.
Content preferences. Content.
It's after favorites, muted accounts, content preferences. You see it?
Do you scroll down a lot? Or is
yeah,
it just,
scroll down quite a bit.
It's all the way to the bottom.
No, not all the way to the bottom. Like it's kind of halfway.
Close friends. Blocked, hide story, content preference. See, I don't have that. Oh, yep, yeah, right there.
What
I got
you
it.
See. It's under what you see.
Okay.
And then it's content preferences.
Yeah, I've never been
click
on this
on
part
that,
of Instagram before.
And then the next thing it says like interested, sensitive content, political content, not interested, specific words and phrases. So this is where you can basically like write and decide what are the things that you want to see and don't want to see. And then at the very bottom, it says reset suggested content. And you click on that. And then it says want a fresh start. We suggest posts, reels, and other content based on factors like who you follow and your activity. For me, it suggested it based on my activity alone. You can reset to see something new. This won't delete your data. We'll still use it to personalize your experience in other ways and for the purpose of blah, blah, blah. So the data of like what you've looked into before is still there. So eventually your algorithm will somehow get to shit that you like. It happens all the time. Like you reset. Let's say I reset my content right now, right? It's loading. So now if I go to my explore page, let me reset that. You have to like freshen it up. Okay, so I have all types of random stuff.
Okay, so we know how to get there. I got it. I think I'm going to do that. I mean,
so what
I
I'm
like
saying
what
is like now my explore page, there isn't much that I want to click on because it's not for me anymore. So it is a way where like I do that and then I'm like, oh, okay, there's like nothing for me to look at. And then for the next like several times you're going to open your Instagram and you go to the explore page, there's going to be shit that you're like, I'm not interested in this. And guess what? You're going to close your phone.
Yeah.
Because that's my problem.
So
my problem with Instagram is not like my relationship with the content itself. Like, it's not that it's like I see girls that are really pretty or that like I compare myself to, or I see like beautiful houses that people have that I don't. It's not that. That's like old school Instagram relationship.
I mean,
these days.
But let's acknowledge that some people still have that.
Okay. Facts. It's true. Comparison is still very much alive. I just mean more like I think it's a lot. I think it's much more like big picture. Everyone's problem with Instagram, and we're talking everybody, including kids. It's kind of the same with TikTok. It's like it's just so addicting to be on it.
It's
so addicting. It's insane how
many times a day do you pick up your phone just randomly? Like, I would pick up the phone sometime to look up, like, to find a photo that I either want to send to somebody.
But you go on Instagram.
And I go on Instagram.
No, sometimes I'm like,
I just go on Instagram to see what?
Yeah. Oh,
I don't even know why I'm going.
It's the only thing that I ever open.
It's like, I'm going, I open up Instagram, it's like a different world, right? I go to Instagram. And I'm just, I'm just like, it's almost like jumping in the water and see what happens.
A lot will happen.
Yeah.
And you'll be drowning. Not drowning, but like, you'll be in the water for a minute.
Yeah. I want to say real quick, speaking about this right now, one of my favorite Instagram pages of all time.
Okay.
It's kind of like a recent thing that I've really been on. And I don't, like, I actually really like this page. It's called Creative Learning 3D.
Okay.
Creative Learning 3D. It's like this page that they show you the most random things and they explain to you how this happens. So they tell you like this person did this, or like this person got their ring stuck on their fingers for 20 years and this happened. Or
okay,
I don't know.
This and it's like a 3D rendition of what happened.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I think there's different kinds of
This is your favorite page on Instagram.
It's one of my favorite pages because it's so interesting. Like they tell you about just random facts about the world and nature and the human body, or like what happens when, like, let's say, like what happens when, this one right here says, what happens when you swallow an AirPod?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know if a lot of it is factual, but it is really like entertaining. And I think most of it is true. This is one of my favorite IG pages, Creative Learning 3D. If you know this page, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't know, look it up. And this is the type of shit that I would like to just like watch every once in a while.
It's crazy how Instagram is like a whole world.
Right. I mean, true. Yes. I said right and I was trying to take it back, but I couldn't.
No, I'm just thinking how like I'm one of those people that my job is on Instagram.
What kind of people do you like to follow? Like what kind of, is it, and I'll tell you, this is just a silly example.
I mean, since I don't follow people, like it's whatever is on my For You page. And usually.
Do you like to follow like the fashion people, the interior design, cooking? Like what's your main?
It depends what I'm searching. Because I be using Instagram as a search engine too, like quite often.
Yeah.
If I want to see
it's
like.
It's a good one.
I don't know. Chicken recipe.
You go to Instagram?
Yeah. I'll go to Pinterest first, but then I also go to Instagram sometimes. Just like, and then I go to the Reels tab and I just see like, it's nice to see videos of the recipe just to see like how many steps does this take?
When you search, you know how when you go to, Instagram and then you search something, right?
Yeah, I kind of hate the way they did that shit now.
It tells you like, you can search anything, but then.
It has the AI thing.
Like, I never use the AI thing. I don't even know what that is.
No, it's annoying. It's, like, in the way.
Like, why is it there? I don't want to use anything AI.
Like, if I want to use that, I'll go to ChatGPT. Thanks.
ChatGPT?
ChatGPT.
I think Instagram is crazy. But I love it because
I
have...
No, I like it, too.
Huh?
I like it, too.
I didn't say that you didn't. I'm just talking for me right now. That I enjoy Instagram and I went on a huge... unfollowing like a cleanse, and it feels so good because I used to just follow so much just random shit for no reason. I used to follow a friend that I haven't talked to in 10 years.
I mean,
I'm sorry, bro.
I don't think that's like the random stuff that you're talking about. It's more like you would follow like a lot of pages that show you like football content.
Right. Okay, I have a dilemma. It's not really a dilemma, but this is what's happening right now. Is I'm happy with the people that I follow right now.
Okay.
A lot of people, most of the people are the people that I found that I met here in New York.
Okay.
Right? Different creatives, different artists, different designers, whatever, right? And these are the type of people that I want to follow because they inspire me.
Yeah.
I want to see their work. I want to support.
I mean, that's not all you follow.
I wasn't done. Okay. So that's some of the people. And then the other category is people that I went to school with.
Okay.
Some people that I went to high school with. Now, here is the problem with that. Those are all the people that I want to unfollow.
No.
Okay. There's a few people that I went to high school with that I would never unfollow because those are actually, I consider them lifelong friends. Okay. Even though we don't talk every day.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to see how your life is going.
Right.
It's beautiful to see, oh, wow, like such and such, like just had a kid, you know, let's DM him, congrats, to you and
but
your
then
lady,
there are
whatever.
People in that same category.
But there's some people in that same category that I don't know why I even followed them in the first place. But now it became such a thing that we've been following each other for so long that if I unfollow you, it's like, oh shit, like...
How
like,
would they even know though?
Like, we gotta...
You have to really check.
Like, we gotta... Like, Yoni doesn't like me anymore. Or it's like people take it personally. I never took an unfollow personally. Never.
I also...
Actually, that's a lie. That's,
not
a lie. That's a lie.
I don't take not following me personally because I don't follow anyone. So I can't even...
I think this conversation is not for you then. Because you don't follow anybody for business purposes, which I get.
I mean, I just kind of like I haven't followed anyone except you and the podcast for the last 3 years. I'm not going to start following people now because then who do I follow?
Exactly.
Then it becomes a whole, like, people will take personally the fact that I didn't follow them and I followed this person.
Right.
See, I don't want to be dealing with any of that shit. So then it's like, I can never even feel any type of way. Now, if, let's say I go to like an event, this happened to me actually. I went to an event.
This happens to you a lot.
What?
What you're about to say?
No, it doesn't happen a lot.
Okay, go ahead.
I know what you think I'm going to say, but it's not that. What I was going to say is I went to an event. And then some people are very eager. Like, I'm never like, oh, here's my Instagram. Like, I'm not, because we all do this shit for work. I'm trying to just get to know you, not your online persona.
But aren't you interested in their work that's also online, most likely on Instagram? When you meet someone?
I mean, yeah, later. Just not when we're right there. It's not the first thing that pops out of my mouth.
Not first thing. That would be crazy. Like, hey, nice to meet you. What's your Instagram?
Some people do that.
That'd be crazy. No, people don't do that.
People, but at creator events, people do because everyone's a creator there.
Okay.
And also, I don't know. I just never search the Instagram. I never ask for an Instagram because I will never follow you anyways. So then why would I ever ask? You get what I mean? Because then that would be fucked up. If I'm like, hey, what's your Instagram? They put it in my phone and then I don't follow them.
You screenshot it.
They'll feel some type of way.
No, what you got to do is you got to go to the notes app and be like, hey, can you put your Instagram right here? My Wi-Fi not working. Something's wrong with my phone. I don't have service here. Put it in the notes app.
That's so crazy. No. But what I was going to say then get my Instagram. And then I feel like the automatic expectation is to follow that person right then and there. So then people will follow you at the event. Like, they'll be like, oh, what's your Instagram? And then, you know, I give them my Instagram. And it's funny because then they look at your Instagram in front of you. Measuring you up in a different way. Like, first, they obviously look how many followers you got, number one. Then they just kind of, like, look at your content. Maybe look at, like, I don't even know if people look at, like, the views or anything like that. That would be crazy.
That is crazy to do in front of someone at an event. Put your phone away.
But people be doing that and they're like, oh, cool. Like, you did this, or like, oh, you just went here, or like, whatever. It's like, bro, can we just get to know each other here? It's crazy. And then after that, they also like follow you then and there. But what's funny is,
what if they don't follow?
Days later, basically, when you don't follow someone back, the follow button is the blue button, right? And it either says follow
or follow back,
or it says follow back. Which then tells you that that person is following you. And because I don't follow anyone, my button always says either follow, as in like we don't follow each other, or it says follow back, as in that person's following me, but I don't follow them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because then I can always see who's following me and who isn't. Because if I follow Yoni and Yoni unfollows me, but I still follow you, I don't know you unfollowed me because the button says that I'm following you.
Right.
But because I don't follow anyone, I can always tell who follows and who doesn't because it will say follow or follow back. So if I meet someone at an event, which this happened, and this person followed me right away, and then they were like, oh my God, whatever. We had what I thought was a great conversation. I knew about their content before.
Mm-hmm.
So I was the one that walked up to them and was like, hey, I'm Allie. Like, I love your content. I see it all the time. I really like this, blah, 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 whatever, right? And then we talked for a while. They asked for my Instagram. Then they follow me. Then they look at my shit. Then they're like, oh, cool, you went here. Oh, yeah, blah, 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 whatever, right? Great convo. A couple days later, they come up on my Instagram. I click on their video, right? And then I click on their on their profile, and it says follow.
So they don't follow your ass.
So they unfollowed me.
And how do you feel? Like, okay, let's talk about it. Like, how do you feel?
At first, I took it a little personally. Sorry.
You took it personally? Okay. How can you take it personally when you don't follow anybody?
Well, and that was my second thought, that I was like, I can't take it personally because that person probably checked if I followed them back and I didn't. So they're like, okay, well, I don't really want to follow her, especially because she didn't follow me back. So I'm going to unfollow. And I can't even be mad at that.
You can be mad at that. And I understand this whole thing, right? With follow, follow back, whatever. Now, I think it's kind of childish.
Which part?
Just the whole thing.
Oh, what everything that I just said?
Yeah. It's like follow, follow back. Like, what are we talking about? Do you like the content? Do you want to follow it? I don't follow someone for a follow back. So some people that I follow, they don't follow me back. They might have never even seen me that I follow them. I don't care because I follow them because I love what they're posting.
Okay, but what about like in person though? Like, what if it's someone that you met in person?
I never follow people straight up in events, like in person. Because now I just want to be a little bit more selective. I want to follow. I have multiple IG accounts. Okay, I have another IG account with that's like my Finsta or like my I'm not talking about the archive film page. I have another account to where that's where I follow you
as my friend,
as like a friend, as someone who I met at an event and you're really cool, but then your content wasn't really what inspires me, but you're still a very cool person. I would follow you on my personal account because I think you're an amazing person. But on my Yoni Kodo account, I just want to follow, unless it's someone that I know from like a long time ago, that's an actual friend.
Yeah.
But like on that account, I just want to follow people that I work with, like a lot of work relationships I have on my main Instagram.
Yeah.
So like when I go to an event, people are asking me, oh, like, what's your Instagram? I give them my Instagram. And then
which Instagram?
I always, which one? I give them, well, it depends who I'm talking to.
Exactly.
Like that's kind of crazy, actually. It depends.
Always.
Like, if I go to an event and this person is not like a photographer or someone in my world, quote unquote.
In your industry.
Yes. I will give them my other Instagram, which shall remain anonymous because that one is just like a small little Instagram that I keep for just.
For this.
Yeah.
And just to post whatever.
Yeah. So. Then if it's someone that's not in my industry or that has nothing to do with, then I would follow them back on that account.
Yeah,
and
so like
cool.
Yoni Kodo is like for work.
Yeah, exactly. But if I go and I meet someone and they're like, I don't know, they're like a designer that makes really cool stuff or maybe like another photographer or whatever, right? Then I would give them the Yoni Kodo account.
Yeah, we get it. What were you trying to say with that?
No, basically what I was trying to say is that like following in person like that at events, I don't like to do that because there's this whole pressure of I followed you and you have to follow me back. Like they just followed you and then in their head, you're like, okay, but are you going to follow me back? Like that's the real thing.
The craziest thing when someone is like, oh, here, let me put in my Instagram.
No, like, the craziest.
In my phone.
No, the craziest thing is here. Like, they grab my phone. I give them to them, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
They type in their Instagram, and then they follow themselves.
Oh, that's happened to me
through
before.
My phone. I'm like, but I have no shame of unfollowing when I get home if I don't like.
No, I have to unfollow, like, while we're there.
Why? That's because, crazy. You're going to unfollow them in front of them.
No, like, obviously not, like, obviously. Obviously not, obviously. Like, definitely not. I will make sure that they don't see that I did that.
Oh, okay.
But I do it because I only follow two people. If that two turns into like
three,
five or some shit, it's like, who are the other three?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the whole follow, unfollow, it's, you know, you follow who you want.
Don't really matter, you guys. Yeah. Instagram is made up anyways.
It is made up.
And I mean, it's made up, but it's actually so real.
And it's a great app.
And you Yoni is like the biggest Instagram fan.
And you should use it to your advantage. I met a lot of great people through Instagram. Shout out to thank you, Instagram, because I met a lot of people through Instagram.
I mean, thank you to Instagram.
Some of my first friends.
I can make work.
Some of my first friends here in New York, which are photographers, I met through Instagram. There's a huge community that I appreciate that came from Instagram here in New York.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, do what you want. Speaking of Instagram, if you don't follow me on Instagram and you're listening to this, and you should follow me because my stories are like the best stories you'll ever see on Instagram.
Yeah, he does post fun stories.
Actually, that's not true. My stories are very random.
Yeah, they're not which makes them fun.
It's at Yoni Ikoto. Y-O-N-I-E-K-O-T-O. I'm going to repeat it one more time in case you missed it. Y-O-N-I-E-K-O-T-O. And if you just now follow me and you never followed me before on Instagram, shoot me a DM. I will respond and we will talk and say, hey, I just followed you because I just listened to the pod.
Oh my God.
If you don't follow Alia Zaitza, it's at Alia Zaitza, okay? A-L-I-A-Z-A-I-T-A.
Okay. Wow, you know how to spell my name?
I don't know how to spell it fast. I only know how to spell my name fast. Y-O-N-I-E-K-O-T-O.
But nobody will actually be able to spell that if you spell it that fast.
Yeah,
I like write it down.
Yeah, but you were surprised that I was able to spell your
name. No, but also...
Are you a fast speller?
Do you know my phone number?
Yeah. 425. Should I say it right here?
I mean, you can just beep it out.
Nah, don't give me more work to edit. The fuck? We're trying to keep this shit smooth. Okay, listen, if you got to the end of this episode and you enjoyed it, please let us know, what's your relationship with Instagram? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Do you feel like you should unfollow some people? Do you have a hard time unfollowing old friends? I feel like that's my struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I have some old friends that I still love them, but like I don't want to follow them on my work Instagram. But that was the first Instagram I ever made. So we're locked in.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean.
There's a good 20 people I'm ready to like
okay,
let go right now.
Okay, and what do you think will happen? You unfollow them and then what?
It's just
going to
be like, damn, bro, Yoni thinks is all that. Like, I hate that. I don't want people to think that like that at all. This is just work. You know, like I'll follow you for my personal account. It's all good. But like, don't. I just don't like to hurt people's feelings, and I know people be hurt.
But also, I just think people wouldn't actually see that you don't follow them. But what do I know, you guys? What do I know? My Instagram experience is very specific.
Yeah.
But I do recommend just unfollowing everybody.
No, what? Unfollowing everybody?
Yeah.
No, I would never do that.
I mean, I feel like for work, I don't really need to follow anyone.
Okay, great for you.
So if that's you, do that shit. Or if you...
Do what?
Just unfollow everyone.
Oh, if they use Instagram for work and they're like...
If they don't need Instagram for work. Like, if they don't need to follow people to get paid. I don't need to network on Instagram the way that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's important for you to, like, follow people, to, like, make connections through Instagram for your job.
Stay connected with
people.
For
me,
but I'm just...
I just need to make the content.
But for me also too is very different because I'm just like a very open social person. I'm not trying to say you're not. but yeah, you know, it's your account. Do what you want. But just if you have a bad relationship with Instagram and you're following some stuff that are like questionable, just think about it tonight. You know,
yeah,
like
that,
why?
And also
why,
remember
why
to reset your algorithm. See how that feels.
Yeah, Ali,
because trust
us the...
me, it will get back to where it was. But you will at least have some days.
How you gonna say? Make sure you reset your algorithm.
It will
and
come
trust
back.
Me, it'll get back to.
No, I'm saying like it always does because Instagram also remembers everything that you were on before. It's just that like it's resetting it, and it's kind of like a fresh start in a way.
I mean, to
but
me,
then
if,
you
it's,
get,
if it's going to go back to what it is, like...
No, it's about
well.
The fact that it will take you off of your phone because you won't see anything that you want to see. So then you don't click on anything.
Until it's back, right?
Eventually. And then you reset it again. And that's what I keep doing.
There's a lot of steps, I feel like. You
it's
go to settings, you go down. I couldn't even find this
you
shit
You do it
first.
Once, after that, you'll do it all the time. All right, guys. I need to go pick up a package downstairs before the mailroom closes. So, love you so, so much. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. We really had no topic, and somehow we found one.
When we started recording... We didn't know we were going to talk about Instagram.
No, we actually just weren't even talking to each other. And I was like, you know what? Let's just see what happens.
She pressed record before I was even ready.
Yeah.
And then she was like, Yoni, she pointed at the screen. It was recording. I was like, oh, shit, we live?
And guess what he was doing? He was scrolling on his phone.
I was scrolling on Instagram.
And I think there's two sides of people. There's people that just, like, close their phones and that's it. And then there's people that feel like until they close every app, they can't lock their phone. Like, I'm that person.
I have to swipe up on every app.
You're either one of two people. You either always have every app you've ever opened in your phone opened.
That's crazy.
Like, we know when you swipe up and you just, like, can see all the windows open, all the pages. You're either that person that, like, if you were to delete them, the back of the apps is, like, some shit you haven't used in months. And somehow it's still there. Yeah. You're either that person or you're someone that, like, always has their shit closed.
Yeah, like right now, if I look at mine, you can't even open the window because there's no windows.
Do you want to see, just real quick to end this? Look at this.
Wow.
What's the last? The last app is the New York Times. The Airbnb. And then Omio, which is a European app for train tickets, which obviously I'm not using here. So I haven't deleted my apps in like... Or deleted my windows in like 3 weeks.
Congratulations.
Now.
Everybody clap it off for Ali right
okay,
now.
Okay, you suck. Okay, bye guys. I have to go get this package. So.
Bye. Can I just talk to the people while you're gone?
No.
Ali is leaving right now. I just want to take a moment right here to thank everyone who's just staying here all the way to the end of the episode. Honestly. She's leaving right now. She's looking at me like, are you really still talking? But yeah, anyways, I love these... Oh, shit.